This is a spoiler-filled review of The Brothers Grimsby, starring Mark Strong and Sacha Baron Cohen, and Rebel Wilson as well. She shows up in this movie too. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this review on pause to come back to it later, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. So the synopsis is as follows. A new assignment forces a top spy to team up with his football hooligan brother. So this movie was indeed a special movie. very, 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 very special. The feel for it is like any other Sacha Baron Cohen movie, where it has a lot of penis jokes, a lot of balls and other jokes that involve the man partness of it. This is crazy. It really is crazy. I was actually watching the movie like, all right, let's see what it can do. You know, it's supposed to be something semi different, but not at all. It's definitely a lot of ball jokes, a lot of penis jokes. It really is like an hour and a half to 2 hours worth of just ball jokes and penis jokes. And yeah, that one scene where he goes to suck the venom out the testicle, that scene alone was like 10-15 minutes. It was way too long, the scene. It really made me uncomfortable at all. And I was like, yo, what am I watching? What am I really watching? The movie itself, you wish there's more, but the trailers kind of sum up majority of the good parts. Really does. Everything else just felt very, it felt weird, but at the same time, it's like it's trying to make itself a little different, but unfortunately, it falls flat. This is one of the movies where I don't, it's crazy. It's not the best movie in the world. Not at all. It's one of those things where I'm surprised that Mark Strong agreed to half the things they did in there, which is like, oh, dude, supposed to be like a top-tier actor, and you're actually doing all this stuff. Yep. So there's a scene where they have to stop a rocket from exploding off, and has like some kind of biological agent in it. So in order to stop it, they had to sit down on it, and yeah, that's how they stopped it. Was sitting on it, put in their butt crack. Yeah. If that doesn't show you what exactly this movie's about, then you're crazy. It just, whoever loves Sacha Baron Cohen will love this movie. If you're going to see a semi-comedy action film, you're going to be sorely disappointed. It felt weird. And then him with Rebel Wilson, that dynamic was not the best dynamic in the world either. It felt weird as well. This movie, all in all, was just a weird movie. I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. It's just one of those things where I didn't pay for the ticket, and even then, I was like, I kind of want to get my money back right now. I really do. I kind of wasted my time and energy watching this. I was like, but nope, I need to review it for all you folks out there. So whenever you think about going to see this movie, I'll point you towards this review. You'll find out like, oh, I might want to sit home and not go to this movie whatsoever, which will save your life. I'm saving your life right now. Do not go see this movie. This movie is horrible. This movie is really, really bad. I wouldn't even spend a matinee ticket on it. Wouldn't spend it at all. I wouldn't even watch it if it came on cable television. When this movie comes on, you turn the TV off, you unplug it, you throw it in the garbage, and say, no, not today. But yeah, that's my review of The Brothers Grimsby. Let me know if you liked that review. If you thought otherwise, let me know in the comments down below. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DwightAntC. That's DwightAntC. One more time, that's DwightAntC. And I'll catch you later. I'm out!